This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. World leaders and diplomats framed the fight against global warming as a battle for human survival during opening speeches at the COP27 climate summit in Egypt on Monday.
We need all hands on deck for faster, bolder climate action. A window of opportunity remains open, but only a narrow shaft of light remains.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres, as the stark messages echoed by the heads of African, European, and Middle Eastern nations alike, sent an urgent tone as governments began 2 weeks of talks in a seaside resort town to figure out how to avert the worst of climate change. A new report says hundreds of animals, including elephants and endangered zebras, have died in Kenyan wildlife preserves during East Africa's worst drought in decades. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
The report says more than 200 elephants have died. Research scientist Jim Justice Nyamo says elephants' need for water puts a big drain on supply.
240 liters of water per day. And it's the drought, it's something to do with water and food.
This is Kenya's worst drought in 40 years. Veterinary Dr. Isaiah Ololo says elephants and other animals are affected by more than just a lack of water. A Kenyan sanctuary is looking after elephant calves. Many have been made orphans by the drought. I'm Ed Donahue.
Ukraine accused Russia of looting empty homes in the southern city of Kherson and occupying them with troops in civilian clothes to prepare for street fighting in what both sides predict will be one of the war's most important battles. In recent days, Russia has ordered civilians out of Kherson in anticipation of a Ukrainian assault to recapture the city. The only regional capital Moscow has seized since its invasion in February. This is VOA News. In a stark closing argument ahead of the U.S. midterm elections, President Joe Biden on Monday warned that a Republican Party victory could weaken the country's democratic institutions and undo much of the accomplishments of his presidency.
We know in our bones that our democracy is at risk, and we know that this is your moment to defend it. Preserve or protect it, choose it. And I want you to know, we'll meet this moment.
Biden's comments reflected the deep political divide in the United States ahead of Tuesday's elections that could see Republicans win control of one or both chambers of Congress. There's word an American aid worker has been shot and killed in Baghdad. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Two police officials in the Iraqi capital say assailants shot the man as he drove through the central Karada district on the east bank of the Tigris River. No one immediately claimed responsibility for the killing, and the officials said the reason was not immediately clear. State Department spokesman Ned Price says an investigation is underway.
There's no reason to doubt that someone has been killed, as the reports indicate.
Two security officials tell the AP the man is a U.S. citizen who worked for an international aid organization. No word on his name. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Nigerian police have ordered the distribution of additional anti-riot gear, including tear gas and stun guns, to help maintain law and order in the run-up to and during the February presidential elections, a police spokesman said on Monday. Elections in Africa's most populous country have been characterized by violence, leading to the death of political party supporters and police and electoral officials. Nigerians will vote for a new president to succeed Muhammadu Buhari, who is to step down after serving the maximum 2 terms permitted by the Constitution. Twitter is struggling to respond to political misinformation and other harmful posts on the social media platform after Elon Musk fired roughly half of its workforce just days before the U.S. midterm elections, according to employees who survived the cuts and outside voting rights groups. The recent mass layoffs spared many of the people whose job it is to keep hate and misinformation off the social media platform. But in preparation for the layoffs, employees said the company also sharply reduced how many employees can investigate a specific account's digital history and behavior, a practice area necessary to investigate if it's been used maliciously. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.